You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, otherwise known as CAL FIRE, has awarded $5 million in grants to fund 8 projects that will create jobs, train future forestry workers, and help small businesses expand their role in protecting California's forests and communities from wildfire. My guest is John McCarthy. He's a registered professional forester and the assistant chief and program manager of the Wood Products and Bioenergy team at CAL FIRE. His work supports new and expanding businesses that generate and utilize forest biomass. Welcome to the Exchange, John.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you.
Well, John, we're living in an era when grant funds are hard to come by, so I'm quite interested in what you all are doing at CAL FIRE. But let's start with you and what you do directly as an assistant chief of the biomass team.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a forester at CAL FIRE. I've been a forester in California, in Northern California, for 30 years. One of my roles as a forester in CAL FIRE is to oversee this grant program where we are trying to build up infrastructure and workforce to help us clear forests and manage forest residues.
So help me understand, what is biomass?
Sure. So we would refer to biomass as anything beyond a saw log. So if we go into a forest and our forests are overstocked, they're heavy of fuels. So if we're thinning forests to reduce fire risk, the larger trees, those logs we can send to a sawmill and make boards, which sequester carbon. But then we're left with smaller trees, limbs, tops, bark, needles. Those are still fuels. And they're more challenging to manage.
So what do you do with it?
Well, there's a lot of things we can do with it. Historically, we pile them in the woods and then light them on fire. So that's called open pile burn. So that puts carbon into the atmosphere. So we're looking for, well, what could we make out of this material? Can we make something that sequesters carbon or offsets a fossil fuel, creates jobs, and then that money can generate from that could help us pay for treating more acres.
So what's the pros and cons?
The pros are we can create jobs, we can remove those fuels from the forest so they're not fuel for another wildfire, or they're not decaying and emitting carbon. Sometimes the con is that the distance between the woods and the facility is a long ways, and we have to put it on a truck and burn fuel to move it. And the value of that biomass, often sold by the ton, is far less than the cost of transporting it.
So you're losing money.
We can lose money. Saw logs typically can be managed by timberland owners and mills, and we can pay for removing those trees that are fuel hazards. But biomass is we cannot, haven't found too many opportunities to sell that or landowners to sell it to pay for the thinning project.
Well, who are the buyers? Who would buy biomass?
Yeah, so we have one of the traditional uses for biomass in the state that's widely used is biomass energy. So these are facilities that they burn biomass, they chip it up, burn it, and that heats water, makes steam, drives a turbine, generates electricity. There's also some really exciting, innovative future uses, like we can make hydrogen out of it, or renewable diesel, or aviation fuel. So
those sound like aspirational.
They are. They can be done, but they haven't been done yet at scale in the West.
Okay. And so the biomass that's being burned and used to generate electricity, doesn't that pollute the atmosphere?
It does. Those facilities do emit, and they're permitted. And they are older technologies, and there are emissions from combusting that biomass. So while it's probably the best use we have for scalable biomass use. It's also, we know that it's a technology that's going to be replaced by more efficient systems.
Okay, and so what percentage of this biomass that you're collecting and creating, what percentage of that is going one place or another place?
It's would say most of it. Most of the biomass we're degenerating, a biomass, not saw logs, is staying in the woods. It's being piled. It's being spread for either, and you know, it's the forest may look better afterwards. It's thinned, but that fuel is still out there.
Okay. Now you mentioned sequestering carbon a couple of times. What does that mean?
So we're in, you know, experiencing climate change, and that's a lot of carbon in the atmosphere. It heats up the planet, stores, holds heat. So in managing climate, we want to try to pull carbon out of the atmosphere and sequester it. Forests are a terrific opportunity because as forests grow, they're sequestering carbon. And if we can make durable products out of the wood that we produce, that sequesters. You make a 2x4, put it into a house, that's sequestered carbon. So that's our goal. So forests are a great natural tool for managing climate change.
So that being said, when the forest sequesters carbon, isn't that sufficient? Why cut it down?
So currently, California forests are not, they're emitters. They are emitting more carbon than sequestering, and that's primarily through wildfire. Just these enormous megafires are just catastrophic right now in our state. So we need that balance of enough trees to sequester carbon, but not so overstocked with trees that we can't control wildfire.
Gotcha. My guest is John McCarthy. He's the Assistant Chief and Program Manager of the Wood Products and Bioenergy Team at CAL FIRE. So, John, tell me about these $5 million grants.
Yeah, so we've been running a competitive grant program for workforce and business development since 2021. This is probably our smallest solicitation in 2026. We scramble to find funds to run our grant program the same way our applicants try to win grants. So, but we're excited about the 8 projects we did award. So 5 of them are in workforce development and 3 of them are in business development. And we really tie them together. Like we don't think we can, if we're in workforce development, we have to also support businesses.
Well, that sounds reasonable. How many proposals did you receive?
We got 102 applications, Mike. It was the most we've ever had. The total ask of those 102 applications was $87 million, and we had $5 million to award. So we really had to say no to some great projects.
I imagine. Can you describe how they were selected?
So we have a process where it's an extensive application that applicants submit. They tell us about their project, what they're doing, what they hope to do. How many jobs they would create, how many tons of biomass they would generate or utilize. Is it innovative? They're showing, you know, if they get this grant, what could they do with that? On the workforce side, they're showing us, you know, how many people would they impact? How many people would they train? How many jobs would be created, certificates offered? So we weigh them all that way. We also then get together with other state entities and ask them, you know, what do you know about this organization, this project? And then through that, we identify the ones that we have money to award and that we think are going to be successful.
How long does that process take?
It takes a while. So we usually open our solicitation and give 3 months for applicants to put their proposals together. And then it might take another 2 months to evaluate those applications and then another month to finalize them. So maybe a 6-month process.
Gotcha. So let's brag on the winners. What are the projects being funded?
Yeah. So on the workforce side, we've got 2 projects that are training forestry workers and prescribed fire technicians. So that's Audubon Canyon Ranch, Fire Forward, and the North Bay Conservation Corps, local corps. So both of these programs do similar things. They're training young people for careers in prescribed fire or forestry tech. Then we have two programs that are supporting foresters. One of them is with the California Licensed Forestry Association. They've been managing this incredible program to train or prepare foresters for the state licensing test, really led by one person, George Gentry. He's been on his own hosting weekly Zoom sessions to train foresters. And this with this money, he's going to be able to work with the team to build out an online platform.
Okay.
There's a couple more. Would you like to hear about those?
Sure. They won. You only have eight.
Yeah.
Let's get them in here.
So Forestry Challenge is a great program. It's been around for a long time. This this exposes high school kids to forestry, brings them together to learn how to do forestry and do challenges. They'll spend a week in the woods living in a camp. This reaches hundreds of kids across the state. And then the fifth workforce program is a mentorship that pairs up forestry students with foresters like myself, so they can just ask questions about what it's like to be a forester and help them choose classes and pick careers.
Well, all of these projects and programs sound very worthy, but $5 million doesn't sound like it'll go very far. Are there more funding options? I mean, perhaps some follow-on funding?
We're always scrounging for more money. We get money from general funds in the state, which have been tight the last few years. We also get money from the California Climate Investment. That's the auction that California offers for buying carbon credits that then go out to be used on carbon projects like ours. We also have Prop 4. That's a new state initiative. That's money that we're hoping to run a solicitation through. So we scramble to find funding, but people like our program, and they tend to want to support us when they have the money.
Well, there's been a lot of national discourse about your governor, Gavin Newsom, and how he's responding to the Trump administration. How's CAL FIRE navigating through these challenges that are presented by the political atmosphere?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I would say when we think about the federal, we think about the half of our forests in California are federally owned. So we have 30 million acres, and 15 million of that is U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. And fire doesn't stop at property boundaries. So we have very good relationships with our counterparts here in the state working on the forests. And a lot of our projects that we fund are on federal lands. We collaborate with our federal foresters and firefighters all the time, every day. It's been a challenge because they've had uncertainty in their funding and their jobs. So that's what we've been kind of struggling with the most this year.
Has CAL FIRE had any of those types of impacts?
We have not had to cut jobs. We've actually done pretty well through the budget. The governor recognizes, and we really appreciate the support we get at CAL FIRE from the governor, from the legislature in our budget, so that we can continue to do our job.
So what's the end game? What's the goal?
The goal, yeah, great question. The goal is mitigating these wildfires, like not having mega fires. We want fire to be a tool and not a catastrophe. Large trees, widely spaced, low ground fuels, jobs in the forest to keep them that way, the threat of wildfire much diminished, moving materials, offsetting fossil fuels, healthy forests that are generating recreational opportunities, water quality, carbon sequestration, everything that we love about our forest.
Sounds like effective forest management is the goal.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mike. Really enjoyed it.
My guest was John McCarthy. He's the Assistant Chief and Program Manager of the Wood Products and Bioenergy Team at CAL FIRE.